Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond on Veterans, directly across from North Oak Hospital. We're at 42078 Veterans. It's a beautiful facility out here. We've been able to meet a lot of great folks. We just talked to Robbie Miller, the parish president of Tangipahoa, and joining me now is Louis Nick Joseph. He is Councilman District 3 of the Tangipahoa Parish Council. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff, and good morning to you as well.
Nick, saw that you're wearing a Vietnam vet hat. Thank you for your service. I'm assuming you served. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, Sheriff.
173rd Airborne Brigade.
All the way, Sheriff.
Tell us about that.
Actually, there were seven boys in my family, and all of us served in the military. So my brothers before me said, look, you go airborne, ask for duty on Okinawa. Say, that's real good. You won't have to do much. I did that. They gave it to me. 6 months later, I was in Vietnam.
You were in Saigon. Best laid plans,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And all of y'all served?
Every one of us served in the military. Three of us served in Vietnam, two of us at the same time. So, you know, my mother and father did a lot of praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but thank God we all made it back.
God bless y'all.
But we all contracted Agent Orange like everybody else over there, so we suffered with diabetes. I've lost all my brothers tonight, and I'm the only one left.
You're the only one left?
Yes, sir.
Were you the youngest?
No. The youngest was, I think he died at about 55.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go, those two, the last two didn't go to Vietnam, but my middle brother, myself, and my older brother went to Vietnam.
So Louis, you, again, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
I always want to make sure, I mean, it's quite a sacrifice, and,
yeah.
And I can see you got choked up about losing your brother, and you should.
Right.
And, you know, and hopefully we get that figured out. You're District 3. You were just describing it to me, and I asked you if they pay you by the mile, because that's a big district.
Well, look, District 3 is also a huge district, but it's a predominantly minority district, and we have a lot of issues and problems, and it's mostly rural that, say, a district in Hammond doesn't have. I also advocate for the welfare and the care of my fellow veterans as well. So a lot of them live out in the rural areas, and I've been preaching to the governor, Billy Nungesser, Joy Strickland, anybody that will listen, that veterans got to have broadband services, because that's how a lot of them get their doctor's appointment and their medicine through the internet. And a lot of
so let me interrupt you right there, because I hear that a lot, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How bad is it, actually? You're the first that I really get to talk to that represents a very rural area. We're spoiled down in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere you fire up, you get 5G cell coverage.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, let me tell you how bad it is, Newell. All of your Vietnam veterans are in their 70s and above.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them just don't drive anymore. They have to have someone to bring them to the VA clinic in Hammond. And a lot of times they charge, people charging $25, $30 just to bring them. A lot of those guys just don't have that much.
So you're talking about $60 round trip. That's,
exactly,
that's
right.
That's steep.
Whereas if we had the broadband services there, you can talk to your doctor on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can order your meds on the internet. And that's why I talked to Senator Mizell. She's a big proponent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Carter, Nikki Muscarella,
mm-hmm.
all those people in Baton Rouge are really fighting and helping me to get the broadband services not just for veterans, but for all our elderly people that are in need and can't get around like they used to. Because I always tell them, one day we're going to be in that position.
So what percentage of your district would you say does not have access to broadband service?
I would say a good 40 to 45%.
Wow.
Man, when you go rural towards Washington Parish, you're talking about you're out in the woods.
Yep.
You know, so you just don't have it. And even LaRange is not in my district, but a lot of my people I go to church with are in that district. The farther you go in LaRange, the less internet services that you have. And look, doing
and this governor, I mean, there's dollars appropriated, and this governor has been really focused on that issue.
Yes. Well, look, being a fellow veteran himself, he understands the issue that we're facing. And plus, he's a governor that really, really cares about the people that are less fortunate as well.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Governor Edwards. He's working on that. But let me tell you, the health care that our veterans get is second to none when it comes to the VA. The problem the veterans have is getting there.
Right, access. Yeah.
Access, exactly right. Right, and because if you go, if you are in Kentwood, you come to the VA clinic in Hammond, if you take the bus in New Orleans, then you'll have to sit there all day until the bus gets ready to bring the other patients back. But if you have someone to transport you there, you can, when you finish your appointment, you can come home. But that's where the money comes in.
It's okay, I'll call you Nick.
Of course. That's what everybody else calls me.
Nick, I can see your passion for this issue.
Yes, sir.
Not to drag you into my issue, but my issue is that we have illegal immigrants running across the border, that we're giving them all of this, and we're not giving our veterans all of this. And that really upsets me at night when I think about it and I hear these horror stories as it relates to our military folks that served, made the sacrifices. You've lost brothers. And for some reason, we're not connecting the dots.
Well, what I belong to Vietnam Veterans, Vietnam Chapter 1052. We meet monthly at the Golden Corral every Tuesday night, every second Tuesday of the month. And that is always a topic that comes up. What they don't understand, my fellow veterans, how in the world can you come and in the country illegally and get all of the benefits? And a veteran got to fight like hell to get his benefits. We don't understand that political side of the spectrum at all.
Well, it's about priorities, and it's about political priorities, and we're not getting it right. We're not aligning. I mean, I don't, you know, we're challenged day in and day out, as you well know, and I can see, and I feel the passion in your voice about this. I could tell you'd give up your shirt, your T-shirt, your pants for another vet, you know, and there ain't no doubt about it. I sense that right away. I don't know what it's going to take to convince people of what's happening here, because I know they believe we have a money manufacturing process somewhere out there. There's a warehouse that's just manufacturing money. But yeah, you know, when you think about 40% of our pop, I think it's, let me get this number right. It's not 40. It's about 40 million people, excuse me, in this country live below the federally identified poverty level. Right? Many of those veterans, while on veteran benefits, right?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. No, look, when you, and it makes you cry sometimes, but when you see a veteran living under the doggone interstate, man, something got to be done.
Yeah. Now, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Now, that person you see laying in the interstate was the same guy that was willing to give up his life for his country. Payback.
Now,
help us.
Absolutely. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent with you. I know you're an elected official here, but I there's a soft place in my heart for those who have served. I always like to give them the opportunity to opine on those issues. District 3, rural, as you said, economically challenged in many respects. You know, I just had Robbie Miller. You guys, a lot, y'all seem to be clicking on a lot of good cylinders here, and a lot of positive things have happened. Talk to us about that.
Well, let me tell you, though, Robbie Miller is a dynamic parish president. And I don't want to sound political. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, I work with him. And if Robbie can help you legally and lawfully, Robbie Miller will do that. And because of his expertise in business, he's able to attract other businesses to come to the parish.
Right.
Now, bringing businesses on the north end has always been a challenge, Newell, and it still is.
You know, if you don't have broadband, say no more.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, and then look, you know, a lot of your major populations are in Ponchatoula and Hammond, so
right.
Naturally, that's where you'll be, all your car dealerships, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say that the Independence and Ameet and Roseland. They do an adequate job with what they have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had those other businesses like they have in the Ponchatoula and Hammond, then we would all be much better off. I mean, you know for yourself, the taxes is what drives the city. I mean,
absolutely,
right. So if you don't have that, you won't be able to achieve much.
Now you took time out of your busy day today to come out here to Primary Care Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with Dr. Brent Wallace earlier. Sometimes I find that the citizens in a parish don't recognize the importance of, you know, a relatively small facility that opens here that you gain access to doctors.
Yeah, look, about in Independence where I live, about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they opened up an urgent care. Man, I was so happy to see that because a lot of our people, you know, they just didn't have any place to go except along this. By the time you get to a major hospital, then that person probably has expired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to see that. Also, health care. I always tell people that quality health care means that you are improving the quality of life for the people who live in this parish. And I think that is a service. Some people look at it as a profession, but to me, it's a service. It's like a police officer, a doctor. You are serving people. So that's what this is all about. So you can never have too many facilities like this.
Absolutely not, for sure, for sure. Final thoughts?
Let me say this. I'm really despondent when it comes to these young males, most of them African Americans, with these guns, Newell.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I have got to come up with some type of teen summit to curb the acquisitions of the weapons, and after that, the usage of them and this violence. I mean, learn to mediate your differences nonviolently. So I'm going to ask some of the judges, some of the attorneys in the area. I talked to Jimmy Travis with the sheriff department. And I talked to some of our local law enforcement officials, some at the state police level as well, to see if they can help me. I want to pick their brains. What can we do to get the kids to understand that when you do something of a criminal nature, you're going to end up locked probably for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So we need to know, let them know what they're faced with before they do it.
No doubt. I mean, I don't know that there's a panacea solution out there. It's going to take a collection and a collaboration of a number of different efforts for sure. But my frustration, your frustration, everyone's frustration, we need to get focused and set the priorities right. We're not going to jail our way out of this problem.
No.
But unfortunately, if you're a society of rules, laws, customs, norms, it's society's not set up for folks that are recalcitrant and don't want to abide by any of that.
Right. That's right.
And it's just a reality.
Well, I tell people all the time, they say, you know, a lot of people say, man, you know, you're spinning your wheels. I say, yeah, but listen to this. For me to be in the position of authority and do nothing is criminal. That's right. If I do something and fail, at least I've tried to do something.
No doubt about it. And everybody, okay. If everybody brought that ethic to the job that they do, we would be much better served for sure. Louis Nick Joseph, Councilman District 3, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, and I admire
you,
sir.
It's been my pleasure to meet you.
Well, I admire you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
We will be right back from Primary Care Plus in Hammond. We're broadcasting live here. Come out and see us right here at 42078 Veterans, right across from North Oaks Hospital. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.